You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis today called on the faithful to open their hearts to the Holy Spirit, because he said, we cannot understand the things of God only with our heads. This was the core of the Pope's message during Mass at Casa Santa Marta.
La fede è un dono di Dio, ma la fede viene se tu sei nel suo popolo, se tu sei adesso nella Chiesa.
Faith, Pope Francis said, is a gift of God which we cannot receive if we live our lives detached from the Church. It is something we must live with open hearts. As always, the Pope reflected on the readings offered by the Liturgy of the Day. They show us two groups of people. The first, who were scattered because of persecution, and who dispersed with the seed of the Gospel. They carried it everywhere, the Pope said, adding a large number of people to the Lord. Pope Francis noted that they were docile to the Holy Spirit, that sometimes even prompts us to do bold things.
Altre volte lo Spirito Santo soavemente ci porta.
The second group, he said, is the intellectuals who came to Jesus in the temple believing that religion was a thing of the mind. They could not even imagine the existence of the Holy Spirit, the Pope said. These people had no heart. They wanted only explanations. They, Francis said, do not open their hearts to the Holy Spirit.
Questi non aprono il cuore allo Spirito Santo.
They believe that the things of God can be understood only with the head, with ideas, with their own ideas. So he continued, two groups of people, those who are gentle, sweet people, humble, open to the Holy Spirit, and the others who are proud, self-sufficient, detached from the people. Intellectual aristocrats who closed their doors and resisted the Holy Spirit. People with a hard heart. Pope Francis concluded praying the Lord for the grace of docility to the Holy Spirit, so we may move forward in life, be creative and joyful, for the grace of obedience, and that the Holy Spirit may help us to defend ourselves from self-sufficiency, pride, arrogance, and closure of the heart. I'm Linda Bordoni.